Protesters are activists from Azerbaijan. They say their demonstrations aren't political, but Armenia is accusing them of blocking the Lachin corridor, the only land link with a disputed enclave. And Armenia's parliament accused Azerbaijan of causing a shortage of food, medicine and fuel for its 120,000 people in Nagorno-Karabakh. But the demonstrators deny they're blocking the road. They say they want a ban on what they call illegal mining in the mountainous region.
We are here conducting this civil form of protest in order to demand the right of Azerbaijan to prevent the illegal exploitation and the stealing of these resources.
And here are Russian troops tasked with a peacekeeping role. Armenia accuses them of failing to stop what it calls an organized blockade. Armenia and Azerbaijan have been at war twice over Nagorno-Karabakh, most recently in 2020, when Russia brokered a peace deal. An estimated 6,500 people were killed in that conflict. On the sidelines of a summit in St. Petersburg earlier this week, Armenia's prime minister made a complaint to the Russian president.
The most urgent issue is the crisis that we have in the Lachin corridor. You know, for almost 20 days, the corridor has been closed off. And this is a zone under the responsibility of the Russian peacekeepers.
The main question is the settlement in the South Caucasus in general, the relations between Armenia and Azerbaijan.
On the ground, the situation appears the same. An independent news agency says it saw a roadblock near a Russian checkpoint. It's understood that civilians are being stopped from returning to the enclave. And one aid agency says it's been allowed through with supplies. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera.